Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Mendoza Concrete.
Yes, this is her.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, yeah. It's always a good day, and it's Friday.
always. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Mendoza Concrete on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your life.
Yes.
But have you done a search recently for concrete contractors in your area by any chance?
I've looked up to see if we had any reviews, and I did see a few of them.
Oh, you saw reviews. Okay.
Contractor companies, yeah.
Oh, a few other contractors. Okay, so you know when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page?
Yeah.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages and pages of results in Google. But on that first page, you might have seen Lucky's Concrete or Densanani Concrete. Do those sound familiar?
Lucky's Concrete does.
Lucky's does? Okay. So, yeah, and yeah. They're the locals there, too. They're just one of the ones that's benefiting from being listed there on that first page in your area. And that's where we'd be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now Mendoza would be one of the local options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that other first page position become available in your geographic area for the category. So we're assigned to that area today. We're calling through to fill that open position there. And Google's rule is that we can work with one business per position. And once that open position is filled there today, they stop all the calls to the area. And then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory. But they would have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So I know that Garland is home base for you. But how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Honestly, we go all over DSW. We've even gone out of town. So, I mean, we just pretty much go where the work takes us.
All of DFW. Okay, so anywhere within a reasonable traveling distance. It sounds like you're pretty flexible.
Yeah, we've even gone to South Texas, so we're open to anything. But, yeah, pretty much all over DSW.
Got it. Okay, and I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Cynthia,
it's nice to meet you. So is it like you and a crew, or you and a partner, or just you?
My father owns the company.
Oh, very nice. Okay. And so for something like this, I understand your father's the owner. It sounds like you would be the person that would make these sorts of marketing decisions or marketing purchases on behalf of the company. That's your role there?
The last word. I do take care of everything, but I just kind of have to present it to him, and he gives me the green light, whether yes or no, and, you know, I try to convince him this is a, you know, new way of doing things, or, hey, no, we shouldn't do this, but he gets the last yes or no.
Okay. How long has he been in business there in the area?
He's been in business for over 30 years. It's about 34 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In 1990.
1990. How does he feel about the online marketing?
He's starting to warm up to it. You know, before he was just kind of like, it's just word of mouth. You know, that's how we get recommendations. That's how we get word. But he's been a little bit more open to it.
Okay. So what do you think about listing Mendoza Concrete on that first page of Google? Do you see value in that?
Yeah, I actually just got on Angie's list, so, yeah, we're kind of exploring the online thing now.
Okay. So if I were to pull up the pricing for that first page position on Google, and let's say that you loved it, right? You felt like it was a great idea and you wanted to secure that spot. Would you be able to give them a call to get the approval so that it stops the other calls to the area today?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't I do that then? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay, so the good news is if you're over 20 years in business, you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer, they call it a legacy rate. So I'm grabbing my director for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Oh, the other thing. So I was looking for a website for you. And when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places that you've been listed online. And I see some directory listings, but I didn't see a standalone site out there for you. I see Instagram. Is that kind of what you're using as your online spot?
Yes.
Okay. There isn't a website for you that I'm missing?
No, I mean, we have something on Facebook as well.
Oh, perfect. Okay, a lot of companies do that. Okay, great. And then Nadine is my director for the area. She's coming over to apply that rate for me. I'll get you that pricing right now. Hello, Cynthia.